So does Chantel. Are you...
You can't say it. You cannot.
Okay, listen, that's an in-house joke here. We were talking about how to really get into top shape in a very rapid space of time. Luckily, we have a professional in the studio, Nick the Bio. Nick Akampora, the biokinetic expert, is in the house to bring a little bit of sanity to our situation here. Because, well, the bottom line is, there are quick fixes, but they are hacks. They are quick fixes. They're not good for you. They're not permanent. They're not going to make you feel great because now you've done a quick fix to get into quick shape for a video. And I'm sure you looked sensational, but now you feel bad.
Yes.
The idea with life is that you shouldn't have to do something and feel bad.
Yes.
You should be able to feel good and still deliver the what you need to.
Thank you.
So, Nick, welcome to the studio again.
Hello, everyone.
And I've been hearing remarkable things about a lot of people that have been running and doing what they normally do for health and fitness purposes that have been injured have discovered biokinetics. And this is interesting because even this morning on the just after our gym session, I was out on the field at Townsend Park because on Saturday we're going to be celebrating the Poikikos competition with the Neighborhood Watch and all of the fun and the fair and the radio stations there and big entertainment hub, etc. is being developed. And one of the guys there who is actually a chiropractor, Matt Bauer, Guy Bauer, has damaged his ankle, but badly. He's going to have some stuff done. And we were talking about rehab at that point in time, and he was saying he's heard really good things about biokinetics. So it's the professional, I think, buzzword almost. You say it's a fully South African discipline.
Yes, fully South African, and fairly recent. I think that's why it's still not fully established as your chiros and physios around the world. You know, like anybody thinks of sports injury, they think of physio, they think of chiro, but bio is sort of coming up quite quickly now, especially where exercise has been seen as the medicine of the future.
Yeah.
You're seeing bios really popping up left, right, and center.
So, well, in a sense, I suppose many folk are more traditionalists because it's a new discipline would be a little bit, well, it might be one of those things, you know, new age woo-woo. And it'll take a bit of time for those people to catch on to the value, the benefits. But just in a brief moment, could you kind of explain the theory behind and the principles of what makes biokinetics work?
Of course. So bio works on exercise. So the word itself, biokinetics, bio meaning life, kinetics meaning human movement, tells you pretty much what we're all about. So we use exercise as our form of medicine. And basically from that point on, we can treat many injuries, you know, sports injuries, chronic conditions, postural, daily issues that people suffer from work, just based on getting certain areas of the body stronger and certain areas of the body looser.
So, in other words, if you are suffering from, for example, you're in a sedentary kind of work situation, you're at a computer or at a desk most of the day, and you've been doing that for a while, and now you're noticing that when you stand, you actually don't feel good. There are kind of neural aches and pains that are getting worse, and a lot of people just say, well, it's getting older and that's the way it is and I'm just going to have to take it easy from here.
Yeah.
What is your response to that?
Well, I think people saying that it's just an age related issue, it's mostly just a quick excuse for them saying that you are getting older and that is why you are starting to suffer from these things. It's probably just because you're not wanting to either find out about how you can sort them out or willing to put in the work. And that's the main thing. You know, you go to other health professionals and a lot of those modalities are based on acute sorting out of conditions. Whereas with exercise, you know, it's not a quick fix. It's a 2 to 3 month commitment at the very least to start to see any sort of reward. I mean, within the first couple of weeks, you're going to see some sort of benefit. That benefit is neuromuscular, just meaning that your body is starting to understand how certain muscles activate or how your body needs to move. So you get a pretty quick neuromuscular benefit. But then the actual raw physiological strength of those muscles, that takes months to develop. And the sucker punch there is that it takes weeks to lose. So if you think, oh, I'm just going to do this for a couple of months and then I'm going to be sorted out, unfortunately, you've been sitting at your desk for 30, 20 years. You know, you're going to have to put in the work for a good couple of years to rectify the work that you've done.
So for many folk, because we live in a pill-popping, quick-fix society, we want to just take something over the counter and then we feel better. And, you know, there are guys that will tell you, oh, you know what, Cataflam, by the time you hit this particular marker in your age, you're going to be living on anti-inflammatories and painkillers because that's just the way it is.
Mm.
And I suppose to many people that is the way it is. But it's not a healthy way and it doesn't fix the problem. If anything, it probably makes it worse because you're not, the body's, the pain is telling you something, isn't it?
Yeah. Pain is literally a signal of our body telling us, please help me. And the first thing we try to do as human beings is try and numb that pain. And the biggest problem with numbing that pain through painkillers and anti-inflammatories is that, yes, we then may be able to go and swing a golf club. But the problem there is the damage that we're causing for ourselves long term is probably going to take even longer to rectify. So rather sort it out properly, take a couple of months off, sort your problems, sort your issues, get to a biokineticist, figure out what your biomechanical issues are, and get that sorted out right now.
Is it ever a situation that age-related conditions from lack of activity, from lack of mobility, can that be sorted, or is there a level at which you just say, look, you're not going to be able to do anything?
Look, I think at any level you can improve to some extent. You know, as you get older, especially 60s, late 60s, especially 70s going on, you know, improvements are extremely difficult to gain. But at the very least, you should be looking to maintain what you have. And what people don't realize is that at that age, your decline is very much accelerated, you know? So yeah, you might not be able to sort things out at that stage, but you can definitely prevent them from getting any worse. And I think that's the very least that you could try to do.
And for younger people that are also carrying injuries, and if they're not aware of the correct way to rehabilitate and strengthen, that can compound in later life as well tremendously.
Yeah, for sure. So that a lot of people, especially clients that I see in their middle, say late 30s, 40s, 50s, have suffered injuries from when they were playing rugby in high school, you know, those types of long-standing chronic conditions that have now built into something that is affecting them when they're trying to do a couple of laps in the pool.
Yeah.
And that's completely normal, you know, but you can sort that out. It just takes time, unfortunately. It's not a quick fix.
But the benefit of having a biokinetic speciality on the doorstep in Bolito is immense. It's huge. And you've just moved to new premises and much expanded in terms of the scope and ambit of what you can offer now.
Yeah, correct. We have just moved to the new Fit 24 gym. We are at the new Odyssey building, the old Bolito Bay Mall, for those of you that aren't too sure. Come check it out. It's a very nice facility, big open spaces. We have our own little area where we work out of. We do rehabilitation and high performance. So, yeah, we sort of cater for any need, really, from an exercise perspective.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that it's easy to talk about these things. It's kind of almost in a sense, in the age that we are in, you're looking at pictures on social media, you're hearing all the buzzwords, and it all sounds marvelous. But the proof of all of this stuff is, how accessible is it for you? Because, you know, there are crazy approaches to all sorts of things right now that might be appealing, and probably are to a certain degree. But sustainability and the long-term prognosis is really, I think, where bio has a huge, huge edge over everything else. Because rather than a fix, quick, instant cure scenario, which often, you know, people want, but it's not going to last, is almost counterintuitive to what biokinetics is all about. I love the way that you guys operate, meeting the need of the client exactly where they come to you and where they stand, and then working individually on that particular scenario with small incremental steps so that it's just not this massive mountain to climb in a very short space of time, which very few people are able to do. Slow and steady. That's brilliant. And I think that brings huge results. Yeah. Listen, if it can do for me, I'm telling you. Remember we sat here a couple of months ago and I said, ha, 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 ha.
But there, there has been improvements. There I've seen it.
No, no, gee, today maybe not so much today.
Dave was doing pull-ups at the gym today.
What?
No, but it's got, you must see the sexy machine. This is the,
is
most
it the one where you put your knees? Yeah, okay.
Hell, it kind of lifts you like a catapult, yeah. Like a medieval catapult.
You almost end up in the roof.
There's some amazing bits and pieces of kit. But really and truly, I can strongly recommend Biokinetics with Nick and the team at SA Bio, because you know what? When you've tested it yourself and it shows, it proves to you, it certainly proves to me that this is not just talk. The action brings results. And
thanks,
the proof of that really is go and test it for yourself. Because everyone's different, and I'm sure that everyone has a different level of need. But you listening to this right now, whatever your aches and pains and concerns are, if you want to live the rest of your life feeling better rather than worse, go and give Nick a visit and the team at SA Bio and see what they can do for you. At the moment, I'm sure, with the new gym being on the kind of almost recruiting mission, they're trying to grab everyone. There's a lot of interest in the new gym. So it's a good up. If you're going to have a look at it, pop around the corner and look at SA Bio. You will be convinced. Nick, you're going to be back in a week or so to unpack more of the excitement.
Can't wait.
Bringing movement and what do they say? Motion is lotion. That's a strange saying.
Motion is lotion.
Yeah, motion is lotion. You know, like you want to rub on a lotion to ease the pain. Hey?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think let's call it movement is life.
There you go. Movement is life.
And on that happy note, we will carry on in a week's time with Nick the Bio. And here's a little tune by Cheap Trick called Surrender. Thanks, Nick.
Cheers, guys.